This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorneys Chris Moeller, M-O-E-L-L-E-R, and Amy Lesenski, L-E-N-C-E-S-K-I, of the Isaacs & Isaacs law firm, period. Dear counselors, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Deborah Rensing, please note the following medical letter, period. Deborah is D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Rensing is R-E-N-S-I-N-G, period. The patient was seen by me for 2023, period. I took the history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The patient is a 59-year-old female, height 5'2" tall, weight 120 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 16th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle turned left in front, striking the patient's front end of the vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a 2014 Jetta, period. The patient was jerked, and an airbag hit the patient in the face, period. Her right foot was struck on the floor, period. She had immediate pain in her chest, comma, right foot, comma, apparent fractured sternum with chest pain, comma, and right foot pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing chest pain and right foot pain, period. New paragraph. The chest pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs 1 to 2 days a week, comma. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. And she was treated for this condition with medications, period. New paragraph, right foot pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the ankle, period. She was told it was dislocated and had surgery with plates and screws that were later removed because of the pain, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living include the following, period. She has problems running, comma, riding, comma, riding a bicycle, comma, loss of balance, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball, tennis, and hiking, comma, walking greater than 2 miles, comma, standing greater than 4 hours, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. She was seen in the emergency room in Cincinnati. They splinted her foot and released her, period. Approximately 1.5 weeks later, she was seen by orthopedics and foot surgery was set for July 20th of 2021, period. She was seen at TriHealth Surgery Center. She did have a follow-up period. There were several monthly follow-ups, period. The metal was removed in approximately 2022 due to the pain when she walked, period. She did have several follow-ups, period. New paragraph. Medications include a thiazide diuretic, comma, an osteoporosis medicine, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for osteoporosis in Meniere's disease, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals two for the foot fracture and ankle dislocation, period. She had a hand fracture in 2021, period. She had an appendectomy and ulnar nerve repair of the elbow, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals she fractured her right ankle in 1987. It healed without permanency or any follow-up treatment, period. She did have mild arthritis, but this injury healed in approximately 6 weeks, period. The patient never injured her right foot in the past, period. The patient never injured her chest or sternum in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident head-on in 2011, but no treatment or major injuries were sustained, period. She was rear-ended in an automobile accident many years ago without treatment, period. She fractured her rib in 2022 at work with no major treatment, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of an encoder, and she works with mail, period. This is part-time due to this injury, period. She was working part-time only before this automobile accident, but now has to work 2 hours less per week, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Report, April 19th, 2022. Deb is now 7 to 8 months post-ORIF. That's ORIF. She is getting some pain on the top of her hardware, period. We will see her potentially for hardware removal. She elects to proceed, period. TriHealth Western Ridge Emergency Room Report. 57-year-old female who presents to the ED with complaints of musculoskeletal pain after an MVC, period. States another vehicle turning in front of her caused her to hit the front end of the other car, period. Car was totaled, not drivable, period. Having pain in the midfoot, comma, diffuse swelling, comma, and ecchymosis, period. Also complains of pain in the right knee, comma, left wrist, comma, and chest wall, period. Pain in the chest is worse with inspiration, period. They noted several abnormalities on physical examination and is well documented. They did a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, which was negative, CT of the thoracic spine negative, CT of the head negative, CT of the cervical spine negative. X-rays of the right ankle showed soft tissue swelling over the lateral malleolus, suggestive of ankle sprain or contusion, period. X-rays of the right foot showed impacted fractures of the head of the third and fourth metatarsals, period. X-rays of the left wrist negative. X-rays of the right knee negative. Chest X-ray showed a sternal body fracture, period. They state that she has reproducible tenderness in the anterior aspect of the chest with minimal bruising, period. Was found to have sternal fracture on X-ray, period. Prophylactically splint the right foot. She will follow back up with orthopedics and podiatry, period. Admission report from the Christ Hospital, July 7th, 2021. They did a right foot open reduction, internal fixation, tarsal metatarsal fracture dislocation. Tarso metatarsal is TARSO METATARSAL. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, examination of the skin revealed two large vertical surgical scars involving the right dorsal foot, medial aspect, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area and thyroid was unremarkable, period. Examination of the chest wall revealed tenderness in the mid-sternum, period. The skin was boggy, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. The abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. The patient's gait was normal, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right ankle, period. Left ankle was normal, period. Examination of the right foot revealed dorsal tenderness, period. There was 20% swelling of the right foot with boggy skin, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the metatarsal bones, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the metatarsals, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After a review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 16, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, chest trauma, comma, pain, comma, and sternal body fracture, period. Number two, right foot trauma, comma, pain, comma, impacted fractures of the head of the third and fourth metatarsals, period. Number three, right ankle trauma, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number four, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolve, period. Number five, left wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, resolve, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of June 16th, 2021, period. At the new paragraph, at this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. In reference to the chest, utilizing Table 3-1, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the right foot, utilizing Table 16-2, she qualifies for an additional 14% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 6. The 14% lower extremity impairment converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. Combining the two impairments, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in her sternal region and right foot, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.